Hey guys, happy hump day. I hope you guys are having a great week and you are continuing to stand in your purpose and in your light and just continuing to empower yourselves. I know it's been another kind of crazy month. I've definitely been feeling it. I don't know about you guys, but I've been feeling all the energies and all the feels for the last few days. So I'm just sending so much love to everyone. And I'm so excited for this episode because you guys, this guest is so empowering, so inspiring. And I think will inspire you on so many levels. I have the amazing Jake Kelfer on today's show. We talk all about stepping away from fear, out of fear, into elevating yourself, into elevating your mindset, everything you can do, hacks around it, his new book. It was just such a feel-good show. Jake is so much fun. His personality is like legit off the wall, and I love it. I think you're going to love it. And he has a new book he just came out with that you guys can get for free. So it's going to be in the show notes. And we just had the most empowering and uplifting conversation. I hope you guys absolutely love it. And so if you do, please make sure you take a screenshot, tag a friend, tag Ally Levine Design, tag everything with Ally Levine, the podcast, Instagram. Make sure you guys are following me and following the podcast page, especially. Make sure that, you know, you tag a friend, you tag Jake as well, because he said he wants to reshare it and send the love. If you haven't already, please leave a 5-star review. The reviews mean so much. We're almost to 300 reviews, and I would just love to get some new reviews from you guys to build up the show even further. And, you know, if you have any feedback or any questions or have any guest suggestions, feel free as always to, you know, email. It is in the show notes, ally@allylevinedesign.com. And I am so excited to share with you guys soon with this new news. I told you guys it's coming, this new project. There's a couple things actually now in the works. There's been a few things playing out. Now it's all starting to come together. So I'm really excited. So I'll be sharing that soon. So stay tuned here, definitely, and on my social. And as always, please feel free to slide in the DM, say hello. And guys, I hope you love this episode. Till next time, have a great rest of your week and happy Halloween in advance. Hope you guys have so much fun for your festivities. Tag me in some costumes so I can see. All right, guys, have a great one. Talk to you soon. Bye.
This is Everything with Ally Levine, hosted by Hollywood mom, celebrity stylist, influencer, and Bravo reality star, Ally Levine. On this podcast, you'll get a mix of, well, literally everything, from motherhood to fashion, lifestyle to spiritual well-being, all real and raw. Ally interviews celebrities, experts, influencers, entrepreneurs, and so much more. Tune in weekly to be inspired, empowered, and entertained.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Everything with Ally Levine. You guys, I'm so excited for today's guest. I have such an incredible powerhouse with me. I recently got to be on his amazing show on IG Live, and it was so much fun. We had such an incredible high energy, high vibration conversation. If you guys don't know who this guy is, you need to. I have the incredible Jake Kelfer, who is a lifestyle entrepreneur, a life elevator, and coach to ambitious entrepreneurs and freedom seekers, helping people create incredibly impactful and profitable businesses. He is the best-selling author of Elevate Beyond and Elevate Your Network, a high energy motivational speaker, and the founder of the Professional Basketball Combine, which has helped 70 plus NBA draft prospects turn their dreams of playing pro basketball into an actual reality. He and his work have been featured on Forbes, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, and guys, major, major media outlets. Like, no big deal. But I'm telling you, if you guys don't know who Jake is, you really do want to go follow him. It'll obviously be in the show notes, but he is so high vibes. We had so much fun on his shows. I'm so excited to have him on mine. So Jake, welcome to my show.
Let's go, Ally. What an intro. I'm pumped to be here. Let's have some fun.
Yes, let's have some fun. So, okay. First off, I mean, you have so many incredible accolades, right? And I know, like, you and I both talked about you and on your show, like, there is so much blood, sweat, and tears that goes into this, right? Like, we see the amazing final picture, we see all the beauty on social, but like, we don't actually see the blood, sweat, and tears. So before we get into how you are this best-selling author and this amazing book that's now out, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story and kind of how you got to this position where you are so elevated and so pumped to share your message?
Yeah. So growing up, you know, there were three things that were important to me. Okay. There was family, there was academics, and there was athletics. Now I'm beyond blessed to have two parents that love me and support me. And they've played an instrumental role in my success and my ability to live the life I've lived. So I never take that for granted. But growing up, like, I was the kid that thought I was going to make it to the NBA. But as a 5'8" Jewish kid from the suburbs, you know, I think most people realize that probably wasn't happening, but like, I was pigheaded. I was disciplined. I was going to go after it. Now, by the time I get to high school, though, I realized I was good, but I wasn't going to the NBA. So rewind back to what I said about like academics was really important to me. I decided to pursue a career focusing on the academic side of sports rather than the basketball side of sports when I got to college. Because I was like, if I can't play basketball and I can't dress up as a Laker player, then maybe I could represent the Laker players and be a sports agent. So I went to college to be a sports agent. I did all these amazing things. And one thing led to the next. And when I get ready to graduate, I'm graduating from the University of Southern California. I have thousands of dollars in student loan debt. The company that was going to hire me goes on a hiring freeze. And for the first time, I realized that no matter what plan we have for ourselves at whatever age, things can change in the blink of an eye. And I had to figure out how in the world am I going to be able to get a job? Where am I going to work? What am I going to do? What is that next phase? And it started to teach me about the controllables, what you can control versus what you can't control. And I did everything that I could. I networked a bunch. I tried to figure out whatever avenue I could get in, right? When your back's against the rope, you find a solution. And I ended up getting a job to start my career, not as a player for the Lakers, but as a corporate partnerships assistant for the Los Angeles Lakers. Uh-huh. And it was one of those like, holy crap moments where life came in a full circle. And that experience led me to writing my first book. It led me to creating my basketball event. And all of that has progressed to speaking around the world and ultimately now coaching people on how to elevate and achieve their true definition of success so that they can live the life they've always wanted.
Wow. I love that. I didn't know that about your story. And what I loved that I heard from you with that was two things. One, your determination, because I think people forget, especially with entrepreneurs, like showing up every day for yourself and only really you, like, of course you're showing up for others, but really the day you're showing up for yourself to make your dreams come true. It's major. And the determination and that passion is huge. There's so many who don't realize like why it doesn't happen for them. And it's like, well, because you lost that determination or you lost that passion. And it's clear that you always had that and you kept that moving forward, even when it was like, hey, you're not going to be this big NBA player that you really believed you were going to be. It was like, okay, how do I take that dream and turn it into a different reality instead of just being crushed and saying, oh, well, there goes my dream. I guess I'll go do something else, you know, whatever, quote unquote, status quo, and just move into the system. Because that's what a lot of people do, right? It's like, oh, well, I can't do that. So I have this because it's more comfortable. And you didn't go to that like comfortable. You stayed uncomfortable. And you thought, what's the next thing I can do to advance, to elevate, to learn, to grow, to evolve? You know, and I think that's amazing. And then I also love that, you know, like you said, it came full circle. You're like, okay, here I am in this position. It's maybe not where I thought I was going to be, but I'm so grateful that I'm in the space of where I wanted to be. And now I'm using that to then create my book and to further, you know, enhance my studies and be able to create this basketball program and all these things that came from your own experience. You know, I think that's amazing because I think so many people, again, get discouraged and get stuck. I mean, I know I've been there too, and it's so easy to get stuck, right? Like, I would love to touch on that in the fact that you really said it came full circle. You were so grateful, you know, writing your book, you're creating this program. Was there ever a moment when you were in that you felt stuck or you felt like, oh, I don't know, a limiting belief creeped in and you were like, you know what? I don't know if it's going to happen. Like, can you walk us through something that maybe you went through during that time?
There are so many experiences along that line, you know, and I'll dive into that, but I want to share this because, you know, a lot of us go through life living what we think we're supposed to achieve. We spend a lot of our time living someone else's definition of success. We think that we have to, and this was me. I thought I was going to go to college. I was going to get a good job. I was going to make a lot of money. I was going to get married. I was going to make more money. I was going to buy an island, buy a house. And then I would give back, write books and speak and coach and do all those things. But in reality, life doesn't have to work the way that you think it does because someone else did it. Life gets to work the way you choose to make it happen. And so when we talk about these limiting beliefs and these doubts and the stuck, yeah, I was stuck, but guess what? No one knows what we're doing. We just figure it out along the way. And if you care enough and it makes a big enough difference, you'll be able to achieve that. So for example, I'm getting ready to write my first book. Now I'm 23 years old at the time. I'm less than a year removed from college. And I'm writing this book on career development because that's what I knew. All I knew at the time was how to get my dream job. I had it. I lost it. I got a new dream job. I knew how to network. I knew how to interview. And my brother was in college at the time. So I was like, I can teach on this. But everyone kept coming up to me and saying, well, Jake, you're 23. I have more work experience than you have life experience, yet you're the one writing the career development book. And when that happens, you can easily fall victim to, you know what, you're right. Like, I don't know enough. I shouldn't go do this thing. But on the flip side to that, if you have a message that can help one person, it's probably going to be able to help more than one. And maybe it's 100, maybe it's 1,000. And I had to realize that it's not about me or my ego that's saying I'm writing a book. It's about, does what I have inside my brain have the potential to change somebody's world? And if someone reads this book, it doesn't matter if I'm 23 or 73. If somebody reads this book and gets a better job, gets a promotion, gets an internship, I have achieved my mission for this book. And so I think that we're always going to have the doubts or the insecurities or the fears or the what ifs. But it's up to us to say, you know what? I acknowledge you. You can come along for the ride, but you ain't going to be in my passenger seat. You're going to be in the car seat in the back because I don't have to listen to you, right? You don't speak real words. You don't speak my language, but I notice that you're there. I acknowledge that you're there. And so I've had so many experiences with that, but I think the difference is I don't allow that to stop me when I find myself at a crossroads. I allow it to inspire me because I know that on the other side of fear is greatness.
I love that. And you spoke so beautifully about limiting beliefs, but kind of being the noise and, you know, the people that are like, oh, but you know, what do you have to offer? You're only this age or you're only this, you're only that. But if we listen to that, like you said, like, where would all these major thought leaders be, right? Where would you be? And, you know, I also love that you said about the fear on the other side of fear is greatness. And it's like, it's so true. It's like, you either choose to step into fear or you really do step into faith and greatness and so much more for yourself. And it seems like when you were speaking about also your ego and like realizing like it wasn't the ego that was having you create this, it was truly your higher self, you connecting to your higher purpose, what you're here for, what you're wanting to do, what your mission is, how you want to enhance and help and elevate other people's lives. And I think that's also something that a lot of entrepreneurs get stuck in. I know I have as well, where you do get into the ego and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to do all of this because I want to, or because I want to be able to be quote unquote successful. Or like you said, I'm supposed to do blah, 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 X, Y, Z. But when you actually step into your purpose and your calling and your soul resonance and say, this is what my higher self is telling me to do. This is what I want to do, whether I impact one, like you said, or 100 or 1,000, whatever it may be, I'm going to elevate them. So let's talk about how you've been elevating lives, what this book you just released is about. Like, let's get into it.
Okay. Awesome. I love this. I'm so excited that we get to talk about this. So the book that just came out is called The Elevated Entrepreneur. It's my third book, and it's probably one of the most exciting books I've written to this date because it's an interview book where I interviewed 39 of the world's best coaches, entrepreneurs, and performers. And the entire intention behind this book was to be able to show that people from all walks of life, all backgrounds, all types of entrepreneurial paths can achieve success in their own way. And in this book, like, we talk about what do certain people do differently than everyone else? How to take action even when the limiting beliefs are creeping up? How certain relationships, how to build certain relationships that could change your life and business overnight? How do you pursue success relentlessly while also enjoying yourself in the journey? And so this book, the feedback has been incredible, but it's really for anybody who wants to be higher performing, more productivity crushing, and freedom achieving. Because at the end of the day, that's what we all are seeking, freedom. And how do you achieve that is up to you based on what you can learn from the best in the world.
So true. I love that. And you're right. It's so true that I think we're realizing more and more as like what we're all experiencing in the collective is like, we all just want freedom. We want to be free to think what we believe. We want to be free to create what we want to create. And you're right. And it's like, how do you do that for yourself when all you do is play small in the system? How do you step out of that? And I feel like for you, Jake, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like from you sharing your journey, like, you always kind of knew you were going to step outside the box. You always knew you weren't going to be between the lines. Is that right?
100%. Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's, for me at least, like, I don't want to be like everybody else, you know, and this is a really hard thing to realize because I do want to be liked. Okay. Like, I don't want to be like everybody else in the sense, like, I don't want to follow status quo, but at the same time, I want to be liked by my peers and my colleagues. And what I've really had to learn, and this is something that I say all the time now, is you don't need to be liked by everybody to be successful. You just need to be loved by the right people.
It's so true. And
when you can just allow yourself to be your authentic self and allow yourself to step into that weirdness, that uniqueness, that greatness, well, the right people are going to be present in your life anyways. So by doing the difficult thing, you've actually made your life easier and better. And I think where we get stuck and where I've gotten stuck is this idea that if I do this, what are people going to think? Mm-hmm. We're not so much scared of actually doing the thing. We're scared of if we do the thing, what will people think about us doing the thing? And that's rejection, that's identity, that's your self-worth, that's success, whatever that fear of what could happen becomes. And I think that part of embracing yourself and being willing to kind of just step outside of whatever box you're currently in, it could be a blue box, it could be a black box, it could be a big one, a small one, whatever box you're in, you're the only one that's put yourself there. And you can easily unwrap it, pop out, and get into a new box or create a different shape. You get to do whatever you want. And I think that when we realize that, we can step into our authentic self, we can create better conversation, and ultimately we can have more fun, which is like the best part of life.
It's so true. And I love that you said obviously authentic self, because you know what I spoke on your show, and I speak so much about authenticity being your superpower. I feel truly heavily called to that space, because I feel like especially nowadays, we're told we have to be so much alike. We're told we have to all do the same things in order to be quote unquote accepting. And we're losing the gift of like what truly God gave us, which is that we are all so uniquely different. We are have so many different gifts. We have different things to share. We have different opinions. Every human has a different idea of what creativity is. And like, that's what's beautiful about everyone. And somehow like in, you know, over the last, I don't know, 100 years or maybe, like we've lost that. And it's become like, you have to be this in order to be accepting. And when you were speaking to, you know, the whole like being liked, I had to come to that too. It was like, okay, I may not be liked by everyone, but I love myself. And I am creating this community around me that loves me as well and loves everything I'm doing, regardless of maybe the quote unquote status quo or the popularity of a certain group or whatever it may be. But for so long, right, in society, we're told that you're supposed to fit into this mold. You're supposed to just, you know, make yourself kind of invisible in a sense, you know, instead of standing out. And how you were saying, like, you bring your quirkiness, you allow yourself to show through. I think that's such an important message for today, because that's how you elevate yourself, right? It's how you continue to elevate others, is like, you're like, step into you, be you, don't be anyone else. You can be inspired by other people. You can, you know, be uplifted, you can be elevated, but like step into your own elevation, step into your authenticity. That's how you're going to then grow, how you're going to bring in the right people and attract like-minded that want to feel the same way or get the same passions off of you. And it's funny, I feel like, you know, when you were saying, when you were like, I want to be liked, but I also want to be like in my purpose. And I, you know, but then at the same point, you were saying how people can get stuck because of, I want to be liked, or I want to be, you know, quote unquote normal, or I want all these things. Right. And it's like, but who establishes what's normal? Like, you know, like who really does, you know? And it's like, I love that you said your quirkiness and who you are comes out, instead of just being like, oh, well, I want to be liked, so I'm just going to kind of keep playing it like safe, because like, this is where, you know, I know I'll be liked. I want to know from you, when you started really getting into your books and you started kind of diving in further, like, how were you able to really, I guess, stick to that, to be able to say like, I'm not really going to be liked maybe by everyone, but I am going to be loved by the community that I'm creating. Like, what was that shift like for you? Cause I can imagine that would must've been a massive mindset shift. And I feel like a lot of people, especially now, need to hear that.
You know, I think that for me, it's a continuous evolution. Okay. And I don't think I'll ever get to that full end place. And this is something that I talk a lot about in the book, is the difference between the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment, right? And for me, I was so programmed to be an achiever. I wanted the gold stars. I wanted to hit the certain metric and do all those things. And that's great, okay? But if that comes at the cost from you accepting who you are and living the life that you were meant to be and enjoying the journey and the pursuit, well, you're missing out on the greatest gift that we have, which is life. And so, you know, when you talk about, for me, my transition, you know, I can think of certain points and I'll share those with you, but it's always an evolution and I'm continuously doing the work, you know, but I'll go back when I'm writing my first book, I'm talking to my dad, you know, and I'm in the living room, and I remember this so clearly. We're walking around our island in my parents' home, and I'm like, Dad, and he's one of my heroes and one of my role models. Like I said, my parents are huge influences. And I'm like, Dad, like, what if nobody buys this book? What if I put all this effort into this book and it's a complete flop? Like, does that mean I'm already going to be finished before my career even started? And he looks at me and he tells me some things that changed my life. And he says, Jake, I don't know if you're going to sell 5 books or 5 million, but here's what I can promise you. The minute you put this out there and you be vulnerable and you put your work out for the world to see, I don't know what's going to happen, but I promise you great things that are unexpected will happen. And I was like, wow, that's good. Like, because in the moment you're thinking only about what could go wrong. What could go wrong? What if it doesn't work out? And he's like, the best part about this is you don't know what could come. Somebody might see this, tell somebody else, and then you get 1,000 copies sold. Somebody may see this, invite you to ghostwrite their book. Someone may see you, want you to speak. You never know. And then he said, Jake, I want to ask you something. You're ambitious. I know where you want to go in your life. Do you want to be successful? I said, yes. He said, do you want to be rich? I said, yes. He said, do you want to be happy? I said, yes. He said, do you want to have a wife one day? I said, yes. He said, oh, great. So does every other person in the world. He said, but you know what the difference is? There's no shortcut. Those that look for the shortcut will never succeed. And I was like, okay, Dad, all right. Like, I'm picking up what you're putting down. And he says, but here's the truth. There is only one shortcut in this life. The only shortcut in life is to start now. And the minute I realized this and it resonated with me, it made all those fears, all those doubts subside for a second. Because the fear of not achieving, the fear of not truly living was no longer greater than the desire to create the life of my dreams. And when you can say that you are in the cap, that you are the captain, that you are in the driver's seat, that's when you can step into that person you've always wanted to become. You step into your authentic self because you stop worrying about what could go wrong. And you start focusing on what could go right. You stop worrying about, am I good enough? And you start thinking the right people are going to know I'm good enough. And I'm not just going to be good enough. I'm going to be damn special. And that's a power, you know, that's like I'm feeling excited about this right now because I just want everyone to know that you get that choice to say right now is the time that I'm going to step into it. And you're going to go through different waves. You're going to have different types of motivation, inspiration, and people that come through your life. But you have to make a commitment to yourself that says, I only got one shot at this life. I'm only this age for 365 days. What am I going to do to win the game? Because that's all it is. We're playing a game. And at the end of this game that we call life, I'm going to retire a champion. I promise you that. And I think we all have the power to become champions.
Wow. So powerful. And it's true, right? It's like, again, when you ignore the noise, when you push away the limiting beliefs, and like you said, you realize like I have more desire to fulfill my life and my dreams than to worry about what might happen or might not happen. You make a decision. You make the commitment to yourself to say, I'm going to step into this wholeheartedly, no matter what happens. And I think that says a lot about you and what, you know, you've done and what you've created. That, you know, for those that are listening, you know, understand that it is a massive mindset shift. I think a lot of people think like, oh, I could have, you know, the finances, I could have the people who will talk about it, all these things. And those are all great and they're helpful. But if you don't have the mindset, like Jake said, you go through waves, you go through evolutions, it's constant growth. I agree the same wholeheartedly. If you don't have the mindset to continuously check in and say, I am going to show up for myself, I am going to be successful, as like you said, I'm going to retire a champion, whatever it is for you that you're telling yourself, this is how I'm going to authentically live, it's not going to happen. You have to do it for yourself. No one else is going to do it for you. And Jake, I'm curious, and I'm sure there's more about this in the book, but I know I'm getting my copy soon, which I'm so excited, but I'm curious, like when you talk about mindset and you talk about showing up for yourself and being so, you know, determined and there for yourself, are there any tools that you would share that have helped you or that you do now that help you to continuously evolve and do the work and be able to keep that mindset?
Yeah. And first of all, like let's acknowledge this. This shit is hard. Yeah, it is hard. You know, we talk about it because we're doing the work and you know, we're making progress, but this is hard, right? And everyone's starting this journey at a different space with different mindsets, and it's hard. And it's important that we give ourselves grace, yes, as we try to figure this out, because otherwise you're going to play this game of cat and mouse and you're going to get frustrated. But Let's just get better every single day. Let's get a little bit better. And I talk about how you do this in the book, but I'll share one of the ways that I really do this. And this, some people are going to be like, Jake, you're batshit crazy, but I do this. Okay. I call it the hype up meeting. And I do this sometimes once a week or whenever I'm kind of feeling a lull and I need to get going again. And I literally close my door because I don't want anyone seeing this, right? And I put my mirrors in front of me. I turn on my music. I put on some inspirational music. I love going with like Eminem, Lose Yourself, or like something that just gets me like riled up and hyped, or a mini playlist. And I just look in the mirror and for 5, 10, 15 minutes, I just do only positive affirmations. I hype myself up. I give myself like the biggest talk. I'm jumping up and down. I'm dancing. I'm throwing my hands in the air. I'm going like, let's go, baby. Like, you're a stud. You're an animal. Like, let's get it. Today's a W. You know, I'm doing whatever I can because I want to just give that energy. And I want to tell myself that I'm amazing because you have to be your own biggest hype person in this game. There are always going to be people that are going to criticize you. There's always going to be people that love you. There are going to be people that are going to try to tear you down. There are going to be people that build you up. But if you cannot build yourself up, it doesn't matter what everyone else says. You have to be able to do that. And so I call it the hype up meeting and I talk about it. And trust me, I know it's crazy. And if you're listening to this and you're picturing me like with this energy, just looking at myself in the mirror going nuts, like, yeah, it is as crazy as it sounds. And it's weird. It's uncomfortable. But guess what? Uncomfort creates change, and change is what we need if we're trying to get to that next level. So I love it. I do it. I do another thing that I do. I'll just kind of give one more thing here. That's a practical tool is when I'm in my shower every morning, I do a warm shower and then a cold shower. But at the end of that cold shower, I spend about 30 seconds to a minute doing I am statements, talking about myself as the person I'm becoming, because I want to make decisions based on my highest self. I don't want to make decisions based on the person who's stagnant. I'm making decisions and identity decisions based on who I'm becoming. And so I'm in the shower. And sometimes if I'm talking about like my money mindset, that's an area I've worked so hard on. I'm in the shower and I'm like, you know, I'm a money magnet. Money comes to me effortlessly and abundantly. I'm a, like, you know, a seven-figure entrepreneur here, this, that. And I'm in there and the water's coming down. I'm like, let it rain. I clear it out. You know, I'm like dancing in there. And again, it's weird. And some of you might think I'm crazy, but that's also what makes it fun. Be weird, you know, like just do the weird thing, get uncomfortable, smile, laugh at yourself. Because if you take life too seriously, if you try to do too much, you're going to miss out. Just have some fun. Enjoy yourself. Hype yourself up. Believe that you can do it because you really can. You just got to figure out how to do it. And my book is a great example of how you can learn from the best in the world, or your podcast. Everyone you bring on here is giving nuggets. You got to go where people have done what you've done, learn from it, and then make it your own.
I love that. And I love the quirkiness. I could totally like non-shower, but I could totally like picture the whole situation happening. And I love that you spoke to affirmations because I also do them with my daughters. I put them in the mirror every day and I tell them, you know, you are loved, you are bold, you are brave. You know, I go through a whole thing with them. And now my 3-year-old Amelia is now saying them, you know, and she's starting to feel them and she smiles and she asks for it. And I think it's so important, like you said, the buildup of ourselves, right? And now I want to really be that conscious and teach that to my girls at a very young age of like, this is how you hype yourself up. This is how you love on yourself. This is how you talk to yourself. And I love that you said, like, it may sound weird. It may sound batshit crazy, but it's like, who cares? You're showing up for yourself. This is what you're doing to help yourself. And so I think anyone listening, it's like, yeah, okay, that might sound crazy. It might sound like I could never do that. But what Jake just said about pushing yourself and making yourself vulnerable and being uncomfortable to be able again to get to that greatness in order to create change, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. Like, if there's anything you could take away from, Jake has given so many nuggets, but honestly, if there's anything you could take away from this to elevate yourself so you have to go to the next level, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. Because if you can't get uncomfortable, you're going to stay in the ego. You're going to stay in the quote unquote comfort level. You're going to stay playing small. Okay, well, everyone likes me. I'm status quo. I'm doing what I need to do, but it'll never elevate. It will never change. And so I love that Jake said, like, he's showing up for himself. He's quirky. He's crazy. He's doing all these things to hype himself up and say, this is going to be the next change. This is the next big win. This is what I've got going on today. Because it's true. Like, you can have the most amazing people around you. Look at Jake. He's got his amazing parents who have been a huge part of his life. But at the end of the day, if you're not doing it for yourself, it doesn't matter all the hype around you. It doesn't matter. I mean, look at how many people we see out there, right? Jake, out there now in the world who have everything and they're not fulfilled. They're not happy because maybe they're not truly living their authentic lives and they're just living for other people, or they're doing what other people think they should do. And it's like, no, Stop doing that. Tap into your passion, tap into who you are, be comfortable getting uncomfortable and go to the next level. You know, I think that's like a huge part of obviously what you're doing with your book and what your message is and how you're elevating others. I mean, I think it's incredible. And I think that people, especially nowadays, like with what's going on in the world, this is the perfect time to decide I'm going to use this time instead of getting stuck to grow and to evolve and to elevate myself. And like you said, like you wrote another book, like there's all these things that we can choose to do, whether it's a small project or a big project that we're going to commit to ourselves wholeheartedly and say, I'm going to show up to myself. And, you know, Jake, I also know you talked a little bit about, you know, we talked a little about limiting beliefs and, you know, the noise of the outside and someone saying something to you where it's like, oh yeah, I hear you, but I'm not going to really let you sit with me and have that absorb. I'm curious, because I'm sure you do, because I know I have had trolls, haters, whatever you want to call them. Tell us a little bit of how you work through that, because I think that's another piece of when you do start to shift the mindset and you do start to ascend and really elevate, you get to see that side a lot more. I know I have in the last few years, and it can be hard. What have you been able to do to also move through that?
I just giggle. You know what I mean? Like, look, if someone's taking time out of their day to try to like bring me down, like, sure, it might sting a little bit. And, you know, even if there's some truth, you know, sometimes you gotta actually like look at yourself in the mirror. Like, is there some truth to it? But for the most part, it's like someone just having a bad day, they're going through something. You just happen to be the person they're taking it out on. And it's okay. You know what? Oftentimes if I get that, I either don't respond or I like ask if they're okay. You know, like literally like, because something's triggering them to do that. And, you know, when you are your authentic self, you become more polarizing. And when you're polarizing, there are people that are going to really, really like you. And there's going to be people that are like, stop talking. You know what I mean? Like, look, I'm a very loud, very fast talking, high energy person. Not everybody wants to play at my speed. Guess what? That's okay. I hope that you find someone that is your speed. But for those of you that like the fast talking, the big energy, the personality, we're going to be great friends. You know what? And here's what I've learned is like, well, let's look at dating. Let's look at interviewing for a job. Let's look at prospecting new clients. Most people focus on being the person they think they need to be to get the job, the guy, the girl, or the client. And then when we get that, when we get the result, we're unhappy because we're pretending to be somebody else rather than the person that we know we were capable of. And the reason we do this is because we are trying to please other people. We're trying to make it seem like we can be the person they want. But what we, in reality, we need to be focused on being the person that they actually want us to be, right? Meaning we got to be ourselves. They get to work with us. They get to hire us. They get to date us. They get to work with us as their coach or in whatever capacity as their mentor, right? And I think that, you know, so often we try to be what we think other people want, when in reality, we need to get them to be excited about us rather than us always trying to be excited for them. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
I know I'm kind of like going over this.
I felt that.
but yeah, like, cause I realize it, like I'm guilty of this too. It's like, you know, anytime you try something new, it's like, well, I want people to buy this, or I want people to like it. Or I feel like this new style is representing something different. Like, I hope they be part of this. But you know what? It's like, what have they done that's going to make them like you? You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to please them. They should be pleasing you. And I think that it's part of knowing your worth. And I think that when it comes to the trolls or when people are negative towards you, you know, you got to embrace that, right? You know, and I think back to like an example of someone who, when I first started this, you know, I had a lot of people that said, why would you give up your job for the Lakers to write a book? You know, you're not even an author. You didn't go to school for this. You went to school to do this. Or when I started the Combine, they were like, I have more work experience than you have of life experience, and nobody's ever done this. There's no way you're going to be able to do this. Or whenever I do something and you have these people that just tear you down, well, it's always funny because a year later, 2 years later, those same people are the ones saying, hey, can I buy your book? Hey, can you mentor me? Hey, can I send my players to your event? And you're like, ha ha ha, you know, yeah, right. You know, or, you know, you accept it with grace and you move on past that, because I like try to be the bigger person. Although sometimes, you know, I can sure. be a little guilty, you know, right. I can be a little petty sometimes, but you know what?
We're human.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, I think when it comes to the haters and the naysayers, you know, it ultimately comes down to this. Are you going to allow someone else to dictate your worthiness and your definition of success and your actions? Or are you going to use that as fuel to ignite the fire within you to keep on going? because you know you're destined for something greater. And if you can believe that you really have something to offer and that you're doing something great, find people that will support that. Find people who will be honest with you. Find people who will build you up. Find people that will help you get there. And then most importantly, make sure that you believe in yourself and keep going and keep trying. We look at people at the end result. We got to remember that everybody starts somewhere. Everybody needs their first client. Everybody has the first day of being a parent, right? We all go through these unique experiences that we can never fully be prepared for. But we have to trust ourselves enough for us to be able to keep moving forward.
It's so true. And I also love, you know, first off, I love that you're like, hey, those people usually end up showing, you know, up being like, hey, can I work with you? I've seen that too. You know, it's like when I was styling all the time and, you know, certain would troll and they're like, oh, can I work with you? Oh, can I intern for you? Oh, can I do this? Okay. And then you're like, oh, really? Really? Weren't you just coming at me? And you're right. It's hard, right? We're only human. It's like, you want to have grace and be like, all right, yeah, sure. Like, let me, you know, let you come in and learn. Maybe you were just going through something. And other times you're like, yeah, no, you really stung me. And like, I'm working really hard and I'm not really willing to like allow that energy in. And I think that's also boundaries, right? Of like what you talked about of like, you get to date me, you get to be mentored by me, you get to hire me instead of like you said, of being like, well, I'm going to be what you want, which is something, you know I talked about on your show a little bit about, like, I felt like I was just always doing my celebrities. I never got to show up as Allie. It was just whatever they wanted. And why then I would realize I wasn't fulfilled. Cause even though I would get all these massive people, it was like, but nobody was fulfilling me. And it was like, well, why doesn't that work? And it's like, you just spoke to it. It's like, you have to not only be your number one fan, but you have to show up for yourself and love yourself enough to say like, I am the best. I know what I'm doing. I know what my mission is. I know what my purpose is. And this is a huge part of it. And I'm showing up in that as authentically as possible. And that's going to attract them, those people that are in that mindset versus you conforming to what they quote unquote want because you're just doing what they want. And there is, you know, a massive shift. And I also love that you said, you know, when you were saying about like creating like the program and you're like, oh, you know, this has never been done before. And then, you know, you had never written a book before and you're like, yeah, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think that's another huge part of this is like, you are one of those small percentages who are like, yeah, thanks for all the negatives and then most likely it won't happen, but yeah, I'm gonna do it anyways. And I'm gonna prove you wrong and I'm gonna do it even bigger. And I think like, you know, that's a very small percentage of people, but when you hear someone telling their story and hearing that they did that, it's way more, I would say motivating, like listening to a podcast and inspiring to be like, oh, listening to him, like, oh shit, I can do that too. Like, you know, just because people are telling me that's not going to happen doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Like, I'm actually going to be able to do the opposite and create so much more. And like, look at you now, you're a best-selling author. You have 3 books now. Like, I'm sure if you looked back at when you first started your journey with the Lakers and, you know, and turned to you at age, what'd you say, like 22, 23 and said, hey Jake, by the way, just so you know, how many years from now was it?
So it's been 5 years.
So 5 years from now. So, hey, Jake, you know, 5 years down the road, you're going to be a best-selling author. You're going to have written 3 books. You're going to have worked with so many players and powerhouses. You'll be coaching people, being an expert speaker. What would you say?
I mean, I would have been like, get out of here. You know, like you're crazy. But I also would have been like, okay, let's go get that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, look, we have these conversations in our head all the time. It's like, we often don't take that first step, right? But if I were to tell anyone who's listening, if I was saying, hey, in 2 years, you're going to make your first $1 million. Would you do everything and anything to get there knowing that that was going to be the end result? All you had to do was take that first step and try. Of course you would. But because we, as human beings, we're fearful of the unknown and the uncertain, it allows us to stop. But the biggest thing we need to do is to take that first step. And so I love that you asked that. I was like, Jake, if you knew that 5 years down the road from when you were an assistant, bottom of the totem pole employee, that 5 years down the road, you'd be in this position, what would you have said? And I think we should all ask ourselves that question. What if instead though of just like saying, well, what if we asked the question, or what if we told ourselves, this is what's going to happen? What if instead of just kind of saying, well, what could be, what if we knew in our heart that that was the answer? And if we believe truly that that's the answer, then we're going to find a way to get there. I'll give an example of this because I've been trying to figure out a way to bring this to the forefront of how we can be conscious of this. Because when I was a kid, academics was really important to me. I loved math. And sometimes I'd be learning math and it wouldn't click. Other times it would click so easily. And then I'd have a test. And sometimes I would stress out and be like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this test. Yet I always got an A. And I started wondering, the next test, I was like, why am I stressing out about this? Like, I already know I'm getting an A. So why am I stressing out about this? And what got to the point was my studying became less because I knew what was going to happen as an end result. But I was able to take the right steps, which opened up more time to do other activities. So what if instead of just thinking we know what could happen, what if we said, this is going to happen? I know, maybe you don't know the timeline, but I know I'm going to have XYZ revenue in my business. I know I'm going to work with this many people. I know I'm going to find my partner that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. I know if we go with life with a knowing mentality, well, then maybe we could take the actions a little bit more. Maybe we can give ourselves a little more permission to try something a little newer. We can do things a little bit differently than the way we've been programmed or the way society expects us to, because our end result is different than what the majority of society wants from us. So why not say, what if? Why not say, what could be? Why not say, I know, I don't know how, but I know this will happen, and let yourself be in that pursuit.
Boom. That was a mic drop. I mean, seriously, like I just felt that in my soul. It's so true. I love that you said, like, let's shift the language, right? From what if. I talk about that all the time with people that DM me on my podcast, the consciousness, like when you shift the words, when you shift what you're saying in your own mind, what you're saying out loud, you're so right. It's like, what, not what if. This is what's going to be. You're right. You would jump at any opportunity to do anything you could do to be whatever that was going to be, and then some, versus this might happen or it could happen, but we're not sure. Those are all things that keep you in, like you said, lower consciousness, essentially the programming of what status quo is. If you want, and you should want, by the way, anyone listening, every single person listening should want greatness, should want this elevation, should want this for themselves. If you want that, then you say to yourself, like Jake said, this is going to be, I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't even know what the first step's going to be, but this is going to happen. And you're right. It's such a mindset shift. It's such a change in consciousness, and you're in a higher level and you can say, this is what's going to happen. And guess what? It will. You don't know maybe the timeline, but it will, you know? And I think that's such an incredible message, no matter where someone is in their stage of life, to think about, because it's so true. I think we forget, like when you're talking about the voice in your heads and the words, we forget, like in a way, I tell people, like, words kind of have spells. It's like, my husband makes fun of me, but I'm like, it's true. Like, you know, we all, like, we have credit card balances, as I call them. And everyone makes fun of me. They're like, why would you say that it's called debt? And I'm like, no, I say balances. We're working through our balances. We're working through the numbers. We're going to balance it out to zero. No matter how long that takes, that's what we're going to do. When you use a word like debt, you're immediately putting this heavy negative, you know, feeling, I believe, in energy towards this place of like, you may never get out of this. And that's what that word means. And so I feel so strongly of what you just said, because it's like, change the words, not what if, not could be, this is going to be, and dedicate that to yourself and know this is going to happen. I 100% agree with you. It will happen. And again, look at you 5 years later, best-selling author, incredible books, third book now out. Congratulations, by the way, on that. And, you know, I mean, and doing so much with coaching and what you're building and all these programs, and not anywhere near stopping.
Yeah. And that's the coolest part, right? Is, you know, there's no limit on what we're capable of as human beings. And when I say limit, you know, even in my mind just there, I went to like, well, what could I achieve? Right. But there's no limit on how much joy we can experience in every single day. You know, for me, as much as we've talked about business today, one of my biggest goals and dreams is to be a father and husband someday. You know, like that's the most amazing gift. And, you know, I don't know how and when it's going to happen, but I know that it's going to happen. You know what I mean? And I think it's so important that, you know, when we create businesses, when we create lives, when we have jobs, like, yes, go for the traditional method of success, but make sure that you create success in all avenues. Take that vacation. Take that trip with your friends that you haven't seen in 10 years. Spend that extra 30 minutes with your daughter or your son. Like, give yourself permission to just live, because at the end of the day, the number one regret that people have is, well, I what if I did that? Like, I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have spent my time. I wish I would have gone on that vacation. I wish I would have been happier with what I have, because I never needed all those extra things, right? When you die, your bank account is your bank account, right? Like it is what it is, but your legacy is what lives on. So create the legacy through your life and everything else will start to happen based on where you put your energy and your intentions towards. And so I just love this conversation so much because, you know, I think there's been so many great nuggets individually with our relationship with ourselves, with how we can pursue greatness, however we define it. And it's been so amazing. And the last thing I'll say is related to this whole what if. I'm going to wrap it up here with this, is a life of oh wells is better than a life of what ifs. A life of oh wells is better than a life of what ifs. The act of doing and maybe not succeeding at the level you want is so much better than never trying. Be the person that tries. Be the person that gives it a shot, because if you don't succeed at first, guess what? You get to try it again. Only that time you'll be coming with more knowledge and experience. But if you always say what if, you're going to be the person that says, oh, I had that $1 million idea. Oh, that girl is totally into me. Oh, you know what? I could have spent more time with my kid. No. Be that person today. Take action today. Choose greatness today. This is everything with Allie. Let's get it. Let's be everything, right? Like we can have everything we want in our life. I really believe that, but it's up for us to make that choice.
100%. I love that you ended with that, because I tell people all the time, I'm like, you can have it all. Is it chaos at times? Total transparency. I was like, Jake, I'm going to be 15 minutes late to our interview because my baby's not sleeping. Like, and I could have canceled, but I was like, no, I'm going to show up. I was pumped for this conversation. I knew it was going to be epic. And, you know, I made it work and we were able to have grace and work through the situation. And here we are. And I think like that even alone is a great example of like, that could have stopped me. I could have gotten stuck. I would have not been able to do the interview. I would have had to reschedule, but no, I was like, I'm going to do it. It's going to work out. I'm going to give myself a few more minutes with her. We'll figure it out and then I will get on. And I think so many times, again, we stop ourselves and we just get stuck. And I love that you said like the, oh, well, you know, can you say that again?
A life of oh, wells is better than a life of what ifs.
A life of oh, wells is better than a life of what ifs. It's so true. It's like, you would rather do it and be like, oh, it didn't happen like the way I thought I was going to, than be like, I never even tried. Like, you're not living your authentic self if you're not going for the things you truly feel a yearning for in your soul. And I also love that Jake spoke so heavily to just enjoying, allowing yourself to have joy, and that there's no limit on how much joy you can have out of anything you do. Like, you can be at the complete top level of joy and continue to find more joy. And I love that you ended with that, because it's so true. I think I've learned too, as a workaholic, how much I've had to, especially as a mom, backpedal into like just allowing things to flow. And I've found so much more joy in life in doing that, instead of just constantly feeling like I have to just go. And I love that for you too. Like, you have so many goals around that, and with family and, you know, and a wife and all these things that you're like, that's another thing that I know I'm bringing in. It's another part of joy I'm going to bring in while I'm building all these things. And again, it's like, you can have it all. It's just a matter of going through, like you said, the actual shift of like, I'm going to be able to be uncomfortable. I'm going to allow it. I'm going to step onto the other side of greatness, step out of fear, and then I'm going to see things change and set my intentions high to be the best I can be and elevate myself. So I thank you so much for this incredible conversation. Tell us where we can find you, follow you. Of course, everything in the show notes where you can get the book, because guys, you're going to want to get this book. Tell us all the good things, pimp yourself out.
Yeah, of course. And thank you for having me. This has been so much fun. And I hope everyone's listening and got something from this. You know, we've had a lot of fun today. So it's been awesome. The best place to find me is on Instagram at Jake Kelfer. And when you go there, you can get the link to my book. You can connect with me if you want to have a conversation. Let's chop it up in the DMs. Like, I love a good conversation. So would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. Tag us in a post. Like, would love to engage with you guys. And then to get the book, it's theelevatedentrepreneur.co. And the coolest part about the book is it's free. All you got to do is just cover the shipping, because we believe in spreading the feeling of elevation. And we made a decision as a team that we wanted to give this book away for free to as many people as possible. All that we ask is that you cover the shipping so that we can get it to you as quickly as possible. So theelevatedentrepreneur.co is the way to get the book, and at Jake Kelfer is the way to connect and slide on in those DMs. Let's have some fun.
Amazing. Wow. Well, guys, it just shows you how much more, even more incredible Jake is that everyone is able to access this book. I hope you all go and grab it and support and have it elevate your life. You guys know I'm all about inspiring and uplifting others, and Jake does just that. So thank you so much again, Jake. Until next time, guys, please keep being inspired, even in these times. I know it's heavy. I get so many DMs. Reach out to Jake as well. He's incredible to talk to. Change your mindset. Get yourself out of fear. Step into your greatness. Like Jake said, I hope you guys got so much gold out of this. Till next time, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Everything with Ali Levine. If you loved this episode, please leave a review, screenshot this episode, tell a friend, tag us on social media, subscribe. Tune in weekly for new episodes and to continuously be uplifted, empowered, and inspired.